everyone. You are listening to Astrology with Jessica. This podcast is intended to start the conversation about astrology and how it can enhance your life. Discover more about your destiny through understanding celestial signs and symbols. Welcome to your magical journey. Moon signs rule the emotions, instincts, and unconscious. The moon represents instinctive reactions, your deeper personality, and the mind. People gradually transform throughout their lives from the archetype of their sun sign into the character of their moon sign. Aspects of this sign could be areas that you may keep hidden, and it is also the part of your life that can be spontaneous. It has a strong relationship to your inner psyche and the subconscious mind. This position relates to your emotional realm, and it is an important factor in love relationships. The moon in your birth chart modifies the sun sign and are blended to provide a more personalized account of an individual. If you are not sure of the placement of your signs, research online a birth chart generator. The moon in Leo position combines the fiery sun energy of Leo with the moon energy that is cooling and intuitive. The gemstone for this position is yellow calcite. This position indicates someone who is warm, vibrant, exuberant, creative, broad-minded, colorful, and fun-loving. They may have negative tendencies towards self-indulgent, being overbearing, and perhaps self-centeredness. They are magnetic and flamboyant, and also at times can be positive and robust. This position brings warmth and stability, as well as idealism. They have very strong emotions through the heart. They are quick and accurate learners when feelings are involved. This person receives impressions on a very emotional level, and someone would need to change how they feel to change their mind. They have little sympathy for narrow-mindedness, and they enjoy being the center of attention and having public roles. They are highly expressive and have a type of showbiz personality. They have a wonderful humor and personal charm and can be fun and sociable, lifting the spirit of others. They have a talent for inspiring others, and they also have an immediate reaction for confrontation, and they must be very careful that their interactions with others aren't overbearing and not bullying. They are natural leaders with feelings of a life mission. They're cheerful at heart, but this at times can turn to negativity and domineering personalities over others. They have a weakness for vanity and can be persuaded by other people's compliments. They're lovable and drawn to the luxuries of life, and they're excellent hosts. They're great romantics and tendency to put the affection of their life on a pedestal and attribute unrealistic virtues to that person. They may be possessive and see their lover as an extension of themselves. Any failure for others to meet their expectations, they take personally as a wound to the pride. Overall, Moon in Leo persons are ruled emotionally by a fire capacity. Their emotions tend to be the fire scale, and so they can be anywhere from happy and joy and uplifted when they're in a positive state of mind, or they may be very temperamental and could be frustrated or even angry and express that energy. So finding balance and positivity and joy is very important for a Moon in Leo person, and to put their ego aside and to become a selfless leader and lead others from behind instead of trying to tell others what to do. They should show them through acts of service and lead by example. Moon in Leo positions also often have an interesting relationship with health, and they may be trying different fads and trends and different lifestyle choices in order to find the best regimen for their health. And understanding perhaps nutrition and holistic healing as a broader extension of personal health may be very beneficial for a person with this sign. Thank you for listening to Astrology with Jessica. Please like this podcast and share it on social media. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Astrology with Jessica. Chapter 6, Taming the Anxious Mind. Living with anxiety is like being followed by a voice. It knows all of your insecurities and uses them against you. It gets to the point when it's the loudest voice in the room, the only one you can hear, unknown. Take a deep breath and hold it for a minute. Exhale. Do you feel relaxed? Being relaxed can help ease anxiety, stress, depression, sleep issues, and a lot more. But before going into the benefits of being relaxed, let's look at what happens to our mind when it isn't relaxed. Everyone feels anxious occasionally. It's a normal reaction to uncertainty of what's going to happen in the next few minutes, days, or months. Professionals and mental health experts define anxiety, on the other hand, as constant worry over something in the past or the future.